It's Star 102.5's Combat Hunger Rivalry Week with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
This Friday night, we are going to be in North Polk for our next Combat Hunger Rivalry game. It's Combat Hunger Rivalry Week between Norwalk and North Polk this week. And we're going to talk to Jacob DeLong this morning. He's a junior at Norwalk High School. Hey, Jacob, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just really glad this is taped.
Colleen wishes that too. That's right. What are you afraid? Are you afraid you're going to say something wrong or what? Why do you say that?
No, I usually wake up a lot later than this.
Understood.
I got it. God, if we can only take the first couple hours of our show.
Oh, that'd be great. Awesome. This'd be great.
Later. Right.
It'd be much funnier.
Jacob, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you all do at Norwalk High School?
Well, I'm in a lot of stuff for choir. I do show choir, jazz choir. I'm auditioning for Allstate right now. Well, practicing to audition. I'm in the musical. I do debate, large group speech. I'm in the spring play usually, and then I do tennis in the spring too.
Wow, you're busy, guys.
Okay. Good for you.
Now, do you have like an audition piece? Is there a song you usually do?
For Allstate, they give us a few songs actually, and then we get with an ensemble for that.
Okay.
It takes a few months to practice through those.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite role you've played so far?
As far as like in a musical or a spring play, I think it was 2 years ago in the spring play. I was a scientist. I was Dr. Zapotka, which it was fun learning how to pronounce that. I'd say.
Yeah, you got through that, and it was fun. All right. Very good, Jacob. All right, Jacob, so tell us a little bit about what's going on at Norwalk High School this week and today for Combat Hunger.
Well, for Combat Hunger, the last few years we've done the camp food drives. It's always it's been really fun because as far as raising as much as we possibly can, there's a lot of competitiveness really between warrior times too, which is basically a homeroom. And really, they try to promote it as much as possible by saying that whoever gets the most cans within that warrior time would also get a Buffalo Wild Wings party.
Ooh!
Woo!
Yeah. So that's really fun.
Awesome.
I think it's a great way of getting people to donate when they also think that they can get something out of it.
Exactly. Best to learn that very early in life.
It's true. I mean, it doesn't always sound right,
no.
But it's true.
It is true. There's no doubt about it.
You know, I was afraid I would sound bitter if I said that. And honestly, I did. I didn't mean to.
I didn't take it as bitter. It's just the truth. Anybody who's ever done fundraising knows if you could throw in a golf outing or something or a bottle of wine, they'll give a lot more.
That's right.
And not at school, the wine part.
Right, no.
But yeah, you're right. Yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings, you're all in. Okay, good. All right, Jacob DeLong, Jr. at Norwalk High School has joined us the Combat Hunger Rivalry Week, and it's a Friday night, the game, North Polk. It's Norwalk at North Polk. If you're coming to the game, make sure you bring in that donation, too. It all benefits the Food Bank of Iowa. Have a great day, Jacob. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Take care. You bet. Bye-bye.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.